Morrison.
Ah, CanadianThinker.com by Freddie P. It's Friday. It's time to check in with our good buddy from the East. Freddie, how's the weather out there, man?
It's not bad. It's a little cold, but, you know, we didn't get the big snowmageddon that they said we would.
Yeah, you didn't get it, but apparently Dallas, Texas, where Super Bowl 45 is happening this weekend. It's been a lousy week down there this week.
Yeah, I love it. I think it's great because during Super Bowl week, I'm always envious of those who have enough money to go and frolic for a week before a game in the sun and the warmth. And all those people are going down there and spending $1,900,000 for a ticket, and they're freezing their bag off.
Yeah. They certainly are. I was just reading an article, though, Freddie, talking about how it's been real slow down there. And as a matter of fact, do you remember Mitch Berger? He used to play for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yes.
I was talking to him yesterday. He's down there, and he was saying that there was nobody out and about. It was really quiet. I guess he said a lot of people would be flying in late on Thursday and kind of do the four-day weekend kind of thing. But still, he was a little surprised. He compared it to Grey Cup week in Toronto.
Really?
Well, I don't know if he took it that far, but you know.
No, I know. I get you. Just listen. I know you're a Vancouver guy now, so take shots at Toronto. Go ahead.
No. It's not a shot at Toronto. It's a shot at the CFL in Toronto, which doesn't exactly go over too well.
No, you're right. Yeah, if you're gonna hold a Grey Cup somewhere now, don't hold it in Toronto.
Saskatchewan every year, Freddie.
You know what, Neil? That would be a good move.
Yeah, I mean, they love their football, and I don't think the Phoenix Coyotes are going to be moving to Saskatoon anytime soon. So, but
no.
Freddie, tickets for the Super Bowl are actually been dropping, apparently, according to this one site called StubHub. They said that you can now get a ticket for about $1,900.
That's right. No, it's the free market system at work. You know, you price something too expensive, it will eventually find its level, and you know, I'm glad to see. It's still out of my price range, more than I would ever pay to go to see a football game. However, it's nice to see that the system is working, Neil.
Yeah. Democracy at its finest. Be damned, Egypt. So, Freddie,
yeah.
You got a prediction. What are you thinking? Who's going to win? Who are you taking? I think I'm going to go with Green Bay.
Yeah, my heart says Green Bay, but my head, somehow, I don't know. Pittsburgh, they're just a down and dirty football team. And I wouldn't be surprised if they won it, but I'm pack all the way. You know why? Because I'm tired of the Steelers in the Super Bowl. I mean, they're Super Bowl hogs. That's what they are.
They are sort of the Montreal Canadiens of of the Super Bowl, aren't they?
Yeah, and their fans are just as aggravating.
Absolutely. Freddie, CanadianThinker.com is the website. What are you talking about on there right now, Fred? I haven't been there in a couple days.
I'm talking about an old friend of ours, Chicken Shawarma, getting a vasectomy.
Oh, no.
Yes. And I'm also talking about Suzanne Summers and what she's done to her face. I've entitled that piece Chicken Feed Face. So, you know, there's lots of stuff going on at CanadianThinker.com.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you, Freddie. Every Friday, and the last two words are always yours.
Loving you.